Malcolm Turnbull said in a speech in New York a few weeks ago that he wouldn't be a Trappist monk when it came to public commentary after he lost the prime ministership. And today he has delivered on that pledge. Using his favourite medium, Twitter, he has publicly corrected the man who replaced him as prime minister, Scott Morrison. At issue is the nature of Mr. Turnbull's controversial mission representing the government at an oceans conference in Bali earlier this week. It's the latest in a string of indications that Mr. Turnbull has no intention of receding from the public view, whatever the cost to the prestige of the government he led for 3 years. Political reporter Tom Eagledon takes up the story from Canberra.
Commercial radio can be a two-edged sword for any political leader, and Scott Morrison was put on the spot this morning by Sydney radio personality Alan Jones, a long-standing critic of Malcolm Turnbull and Mr. Morrison's decision to send him to Bali on behalf of the government. The Prime Minister's defence of that decision crumbled, try as he might to avoid Mr. Jones's haranguing on the subject.
I don't think there's a lot of profit, Alan, in me continuing to go over these issues. All I know...
Will there be more missions for this man to be able to go to and sprout his own discredited views?
No.
But catching Malcolm Turnbull's attention was an exchange about a conversation he had with Indonesian President Joko Widodo, often called Jokowi, on the sidelines of the Bali conference. The two discussed Mr. Morrison's decision to review the location of Australia's embassy in Israel, which has angered Indonesia to the point that some in Jakarta questioned the future of an imminent free trade deal with Australia. Mr. Turnbull said after that meeting the government needed to be, quote, clear-eyed about what was, quote, in the national interest, widely perceived as a criticism of Mr. Morrison's decision.
Have you pulled Mr. Turnbull in and indicated that you don't support his repetition of the pronoun I, and he was there to represent the views of government, and the views he represented were in contradistinction to your own views as Prime Minister of Australia?
Well, I got the report back from his visit. He was there to actually attend an oceans conference. The issues of trade and other things were not really part of the brief.
Not so fast, according to a tweet minutes later from Mr. Turnbull, which contradicted the Prime Minister.
A few facts. Scott Morrison asked me to discuss trade and the embassy issue in Bali, and we had a call before I left to confirm his messages, which I duly relayed to Jokowi. There was a detailed paper on the issue in my official brief as well.
By lunchtime, that tweet had birthed several online stories. One by Fairfax described Mr. Turnbull's tweet as a public rebuke of Mr. Morrison, while The Australian described him as lashing out at the Prime Minister. Mr. Turnbull once again turned to Twitter to respond.
Neither characterisation is reasonable, but is objective reporting unadorned by sensationalism a thing of the past?
Scott Morrison, too, is trying to contain the damage. A statement from his office this afternoon admits there were, quote, briefings dealing with the issues Malcolm Turnbull talked about.
As head of delegation, he was briefed on appropriate responses on other issues that could be raised in any direct discussions with the president.
But the fact remains there's a schism in the coalition about how to deal with Mr. Turnbull. Another former Prime Minister, Tony Abbott, told 2GB this week he didn't think it was a good idea to send Mr. Turnbull to Bali, but Liberal backbencher and moderate Jason Falinski, speaking on Sky News Today, is continuing to defend Mr. Turnbull's mission.
Malcolm is a well-regarded international statesman on different issues, in particular around marine preservation and the environment. He's considered to be one of the leading experts in the world. He was personally invited there by Joko Widodo. It was appropriate that he go and represent Australia's national interest, which is what he did.
Further public appearances from Mr. Turnbull are scheduled for next week. Next Friday, he'll be the keynote speaker at a legal conference in Sydney, the day after he appears solo on a special edition of the ABC's Q&A program.
He should be asked questions about his time in government, some of the lessons he learnt, some of the things he wished he'd done, and some of the things that he's most proud of. And he's got a lot of good things to talk about.
Liberal backbencher Jason Falinski, Tom Eagledon, our reporter.